This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, I guess is what I'd say. A lot of us, you know, just want to complain. We just want to tell people what's wrong, what's going wrong. But we need to, you know, we need to be part of the, you hear me say it all the time, we need to be part of the solution. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to talk a little bit in this hour about whether or not, are you over-medicating, right? Are you over-medicating your kids? And when I say that, I'm not talking about you parents. I'm talking about the doctors out there. You know, what do they prescribe for our children? When you look at these shootings, these mass shootings and what have you, and we're constantly hearing how they're being done by young white boys, which I find interesting. You think that's just out of happening out of nowhere? Right? I mean, seriously. What is causing this change? What is causing this difference? I want to know. By the way, I don't know if anybody, if I have any fans in this show. Peter Fonda died today, I guess. Right? He was almost 80 years old. I haven't heard from him. I don't think we've heard from him in a long time. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. And again, I'm not trying to be nasty towards him. 855-732-5563. The Jeffrey Epstein's information, his report, or the report, was given out again today. Elaborated on a little bit. But, you know, listening to some of these doctors, and again, I don't know enough about this. So when you hear these commentators talking about this, I'm not putting any of my buddies down. They don't know. Right? I mean, they really don't know how this went down. Do I think he was probably was assisted suicide? Yes. Do I think he really was committed suicide? Ultimately, no. And when you listen to what's going on with people around him, people who knew him, people who had been in and out of the jail, people close to him that were working with him, he was not in a suicide mindset, if you would. So this is going to take a while to unfold. You're going to hear a lot of crazy stuff going back and forth, which is why I'm not dealing with it 24-7. We'll touch on it here and there. But I'm not dealing with it 24-7 because I don't know. That's the part that makes me nuts. A lot of us just don't know. If you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And just let me know the topic, the person, or whatever you want me to have on the show. The Federal Appeals Court today sided with the Trump administration, the White House / American people. How do you like that? In a legal battle over its efforts to limit asylum claims from Central America. Remember, you know, the Dems, it's kind of open to everybody. Anybody should be allowed in. Any number of people should be allowed in. They should be allowed in any way we can get them in. I don't think so. And neither does the court. Right? So it said that they're pushing for its efforts to limit asylum claims from Central America. Now, the court for now is blocking it. Right? A nationwide injunction that blocked the implement. See, they do this judge shopping. We've talked about this before. They go looking for a judge that they're almost positive is on their side with these issues, or is liberal enough to interpret the law on their own, or actually just rewrite the law on their own. And they're okay with it. And then they find one, they think that's the end of it. Well, you know, we can judge shop too. Last month, that was it. A California federal judge blocked the rule that would require migrants to first apply in one of the countries that they cross on their way to the U.S. The rule is tailored to target Central Americans from the northern triangle of Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, who travel across multiple countries, including Mexico, that's a new country, Mexico, before claiming asylum in the U.S. Now, seriously, people, I mean, you know, this is the left saying that we don't have a heart, we don't care, Trump doesn't care. I think a lot of us are tired of hearing that. Trump does care. We don't want people in harm's way, but we cannot take them all in. And there's countries on the way that they can stop in and get the asylum they're looking for. But a San Francisco appeals court, now this should make you, this is like, this shows you that Trump is making a difference, right? The San Francisco Federal Appeals Court for the Ninth Circuit Court on Friday ruled that the injunction imposed by the California federal judge could only apply in states within the court's jurisdiction. The ruling says that the court failed to discuss why a nationwide injunction was necessary to remedy the harm alleged by those immigration advocate groups named in a lawsuit. About time somebody nailed these guys. The district court clearly erred by failing to consider whether the nationwide relief is necessary to remedy the plaintiff's alleged harms. And based on a limited record before us, we don't believe a nationwide injunction is justified. So, again, these federal judges, these very, very liberal federal judges, you better watch it. And I say that because there's a boatload of conservative judges coming down the pike that still... What, another 200 and some odd judges that Trump is going to get to a point? Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you got to be part of the conversation, okay? I mean, seriously. If you're not part of the conversation, if we're not discussing this stuff together, then, you know, what the heck good is it? What are we doing here? And you meet and discuss. Not be closed-minded. Not be stubborn. Not be arrogant, just discuss. You may not agree with somebody, but it doesn't mean anything. You can still work through things together and walk away from the table and go, okay, you know what? I still don't agree with that person, but you can at least be civil. All right. Dr. Bridget Melson is joining me. She does from time to time. She's a licensed psychotherapist with a doctorate in psychology and over 25 years in the field. She's been a political activist, a voice for conservatives, recently elected to a city council. I think that's wonderful. Dr. Bridget, thanks for being with me.
Oh, my pleasure. One of my favorite topics. So I look forward to talking to you today.
Well, you know, it's really funny because I saw you, you know, put some stuff up on Facebook. And earlier, I think it was this week or last week, I said, look, we keep looking at the guns. We keep looking at what's going on. This is a problem with our children. This is a problem with over-prescribing certain drugs to our children. When I see what's going on at my school and other schools across the country, you can't just say that we're not having any problem. You know, it's all about the guns. Let's just put it that way. Let me take it from your point. Tell me about, and I'm not talking about illegal drugs. We're talking about prescription drugs and how easily they're handed out like candy by some doctors, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the amount of prescription drugs, as you say, specifically the SSRI class, those are our antidepressants, our popular Prozac or Zoloft, and then we get into SNRIs and Wellbutrin and things like that. All drugs that, you know, some people say, oh, it's just candy, you know, it's nothing. Yeah, our kids need help. This is what we put them on. And, you know, I'll tell you, just to connect it, you know, in my next article coming out, you know, with these mass shooters, I have researched and studied over 300 mass shooters, and every one of them that I studied was on an SSRI, every one of them, some newly prescribed. So it's having the non-desired effects, to say the least, on our kids. I get them in my office all the time, shaking and nervous, and their heart's pounding, and they're not feeling good. They're feeling homicidal. They're feeling suicidal. They're feeling confused and manic. And so I just sit there and go over, okay, what's going on? You know, tell me, you know. And they've just been to a psychiatrist. They've been prescribed without doing any little to no testing. They need a blood test, right? They need to be followed up upon. They need counseling. Can't just put these kids on drugs. Their brains are still developing. Their, you know, nervous system, you know, can't handle it. And it's frustrating. You know, and I'll tell you, you know, Joe, one thing that blows my mind is that the government knows this, and still this is allowed. In 2008, the FDA, this became such a concern, these negative side effects of these SSRIs, that the FDA sent out a black box label on every one of these drugs saying that children and young adults, young 24 years old and under, should not be taking them because of increased suicidal and homicidal tendencies.
Wow.
And still we prescribe them. It's on the box, but parents don't hear about it. I ask them about it. Have you heard about the black box label? No, no, nobody ever told me about this. Nobody went over this. Not a pharmacist, not a doctor, not a counselor. And oftentimes I'm the first one to tell them.
Well, what is, okay. You know, back in, I realize I'm talking about the Stone Ages here, but back in the 50s, do we have this kind of problem? Do we have the problem in the 60s? Some people say, well, we're just finding about some of these conditions or what have you, and that's why it wasn't prescribed in the 50s or 60s. And I'm going, no, I think, as a layperson, from what I see and I hear, it's just easier to prescribe the drugs than it is to have to work with the child. But you're the medical expert here. Am I on a right track or not?
You know, yeah, it's just a different class of drugs. So in the 50s and 60s, I actually tracked mass shooters, the first recorded mass shooters, back to 1841. It can be tracked. Yeah. And so in 1966, there was, I don't know if you remember, and his name is escaping me right now, but he was the College Tower shooter. And what happened with him, what ended up being his issue, were amphetamines. So that's what was prescribed in the 50s and 60s. So I believe that we just didn't talk about it. Valium and amphetamines were what was prescribed. So, yes, we saw it, but they weren't prescribing them to kids. You know, this was a college-aged individual, which is still looking good because he, you know, ended up having some genetic issues. Excuse me, that couldn't tolerate the medication. But you're right about we are overprescribing our children now. Absolutely. I would say 95% of the children and teens I see in my practice are all medicated.
Is it
95%?
Is it because of the, you know, again, we just did a whole healthcare show the other night, and part of it was, is it the insurance companies dictating what to prescribe? Is that who's doing this? Or is it truly the doctors that are, I don't want to say it's just easier, because I don't want to belittle. I know there's a lot of good doctors out there. But is it just easier to prescribe these drugs and move on?
Yeah, it's a lot of things. I have a lot of psychiatrist friends, right? I would say the majority of them are... you know, do full evaluations. What I think what is alarming to me, and one of my you know heroes in the profession is Dr. Daniel Amen. And just because his last name's Amen doesn't mean you know he has anything to do with religion. It's just his name. And he just made it a profound, I don't know how you say profound statement, saying that us psychologists, you know, us therapists and psychiatrists are the only doctors that don't look at the organ in which we treat. We don't look at the brain. We sit there for 30 minutes, sometimes 15 minutes. We wrap it up, and we write them a prescription, right? So I think that is what needs to change, and that's what I'm trying to change. And I think that's half of the problem. They need to have SPECT scans before they're on meds. They need to have blood work, or they need to have PET scans, because it's impossible to see exactly what the brain is doing. All we have is self-reporters. Now we are also seeing an epidemic of sociopaths and sociopathic behavior, which I'll tell you more about in a minute.
Yes, because that's one of the things I want to get to, because when I wrote something about it earlier, they did not like what I had to say. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Travelers flying into the United States ran into long lines at major airports nationwide because of a temporary computer outage that affected the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. And some travelers were tweeting photos and videos of the huge line. A CBP spokeswoman said the systems are running again on the East Coast and they're getting travelers back into the air. The spokeswoman said there was no indication of any nefarious activity. Airports in L.A., Dallas-Fort Worth, New York, and elsewhere notified the travelers of those potential delays at the beginning of one of the last weekends of the summer vacation season. Stocks rebounded a bit today. The S&P 500 rose 1.4%, the Dow climbed 1.2%, and NASDAQ picked up 1.7%. Each index still finished with a third-straight weekly decline. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And, you know, we're talking about whether or not your kids are overprescribed. At least that's the title I gave it. Because, you know, again, I thought, let me pull her on and then I'll tell her what my quick little story is. Anyway, Dr. Bridget Melson is with us. She joins us from time to time. She's a licensed psychotherapist with a doctorate in psychology and over 25 years in the field. Now, Dr. Bridget, let me tell you what. I go into, when you go to the doctor, and what I noticed was they don't spend a whole bunch of time, you know, touching you and checking you out and looking at you closely anymore. So when I went in years ago, the doctor said to me, well, all right, so tell me, are you in pain, anything going on? Give me some of your family history. And we got to talking, and I see, you know, my dad is on blood pressure pills, my two brothers are on blood pressure pills, and he basically picks up the pad, he starts writing me a prescription for high blood pressure. Okay, pills. And I said, what do you do? Well, if they have it, this one has it. Now, you know, I said, how about telling me how to get it down on my own? How about telling me ways that I might be able to fight this off without popping a pill? Because I don't even like taking aspirins. And it was foreign to him to do that. Because they get so locked in as to what the insurance company tells them that they have to do and how they have to take care of people. So it's always It's always been interesting to me around those roads. And my question to you before we went into this was, are they over-prescribing medication for this? How do we get back to these kids and or reach out to these kids and help them get back to, for lack of a better term, normality?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And that, again, is what I'm spending my life, you know, doing right now is researching and educating. I try to get in front of as many churches and schools, public, Christian, private, whatever, to get this information out that literally a simple blood test, let's just start there, can tell you whether you're going to tolerate and metabolize these SSRIs. Because often a lot of these medications, of course, like you just said, don't solve the problem. They cover it up. They buy you some time. And then the other half absolutely do damage to where we see homicidal, behavior and suicidal behavior. So it's just getting the information out. It's out there, but you all don't have, 5 years to research and figure it out. And that's just what I feel called to do. So thank you for having me and allowing me to, to alert parents that they need to get this out there. And they really need to question their psychiatrists, their doctors, their pediatricians. Yeah. Do you know how many pediatricians write psychotropic drug prescriptions? It's alarming because I come back. It's not good. And I get calls from pediatricians, and I'm not a medical doctor. I just happen to know a lot about these medications. But, do you know about this one? Do you know about this one? I'm like, legally, I can't tell you. I can advise you. But that's scary. Don't you have a little book or something that can help you? So I'm often, believe it or not, educating these doctors on no to this, yes to this. Have you asked about this? And then what about just talk therapy? What about parenting? What about drawing the parents in and spending your 30 minutes or your 15 minutes with them and just educating them instead of just writing, a prescription? But the parents are on board, too.
And the bottom line with it was drugs were given as a last resort, not as among the first two passes, right? You sit there, you talk, you try to work it through, try to figure out truly what the issues might be. But now the drugs are much easier to prescribe. And to your point about parenting, I mean, my God, I can't tell you, my dad, I know all the kids with ADHD parents are going to write me nasties, but don't. My dad used to call it L-A-Z-Y, lazy parenting, really was the problem. And that a lot of these behavioral issues can be taken care of early in life, and we wait till they're so far to control that it seems like only drugs will take care of it.
Yes.
Go ahead. Go.
No, absolutely. And I will tell you what I do. I like to treat the whole body, right? Mind, body, and soul, because the body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. In my mind, Scripture says it. Mm-hmm. But diet alone has worked. Number one, eliminating sugars and caffeine from kids and screen time. Those three things will dramatically reduce any kind of ADHD or attention system symptoms. It's not that difficult. Just like blood pressure, diabetes in many ways and many people. Diet, if we just eat what God provided, more natural things, we get the sleep we need and we eliminate the stress in our kids' lives. You can all but eliminate the need for medication. And yes, there are some brain disorders that I'm going to get arrows thrown at me too. There are some brain disorders that need to be treated as, physiological disorders. But in most cases, it's not the case.
It's what's really funny is the sugar thing you brought up. My youngest daughter, you could see that she got possessed by the sugar spirit. Okay, when you gave her Frosted Flakes, you gave her something with, now I'll get sued by Frosted Flakes. Anyway, you gave her something with a high sugar content. You could see her snap, just like somebody threw a switch on. Her eyes would start spinning around in her sockets, and she was just uncontrollable. And I see other kids that look exactly like that. And I switched on Sunday morning, because you don't want to be that parent that has the bad kids in Sunday school, you know what I mean? So on Sunday morning, I switched to oatmeal. I use apple juice to make the oatmeal with the sweetening a little bit. But anyway, the long and the short of it was, finally the Sunday school teacher said, "Your kids are the most calm kids I have in here." Right?
See? One little change.
Yeah, one stupid little change, and it didn't take a doctor to tell me. It took me looking at my kid going, "My God, she looks like a whack job. I need to fix this or do something to change this." And it wasn't buying them donuts on the way to church. It was actually giving them some decent food. So diet plays a big part in some of this too, does it not?
It hits the exact same part of the brain, the addiction center, as social media does, as drugs do. Our middle child, I love him. He is so high energy. We don't call ADHD ADHD. We call it being a boy in our house. When he gets wound up, and we don't really have a lot of sugary things in our house because of that, but if he gets wound up, we just stick him outside. I don't care if it's 3 a.m. or 3 p.m. You got to go jump on the trampoline and work yourself out.
Run
He doesn't need a drug. gummy drugs. Legos and trampolines are fantastic drugs.
Yeah, but you know, part of that, think about something. When again, I'm probably a lot older than you, and, you know, we had the streetlights and the dial payphones in my day. And you were outside all day. I mean, seriously, on the weekends especially, you didn't want to come home. You didn't want to sit on a couch with a Game Boy or whatever the heck they use, right? And didn't that help?
Nobody was doing that. I know. I never wanted to come home. My mom would be like, "Where is she?" You know. I was at the neighbors. She knew. But you're right. We just wanted to hang out and play and. Yeah.
And burning all that energy off, burning that stuff off is again, I don't know enough about this. I just kind of throw this stuff together thinking, you know, I know that when you sweat, when you're running around, when you're burning off energy, these are all healthy things for you. It moves the toxins through your body. They're all good things for the brain and the body, right?
Yeah, well, it creates endorphins when we're physical and when we're social, and we don't have that anymore. And so we're getting kind of, you know, our brains are just kind of becoming mush, and especially our teens, their brain grows at such a rapid rate, and it's so important to make those connections, you know, those neural connections. And activity and creativity are both parts of that. And I think I've mentioned this before, the B word is not allowed in our house, and that's the bored. We're not allowed to say I'm bored because we just point and we have a list of chores. And the minute that bored word comes out of their mouth, they have to go pick a chore to do it. If on 3 acres and 5,000 square foot house, they can't find something to do in Texas here,
yeah,
then come on. So, yeah.
I'm going to get you in real trouble now. Okay, here we go. I have been an advocate for years. I think video games cause all kinds of issues. And I'll tell you, partly just the natural part of you sitting in front of a TV set and your adrenaline's pumping, your heart's pumping, your mind is racing, right? Because there's a lot of these violent video games kind of put you in that place. Now you get all these chemicals pumping through your body that were never meant to be doing that while you were sitting still. This cannot have a positive effect on somebody. So tell me I'm wrong or might be right or something.
Yeah, the deal with video games, yes. I mean, you're just sitting there, and yet your central nervous system, right, is pumping. That's not a good mix.
No, I can't imagine it would be. I know, you lucked out on that one because it came up close to the break, but we'll talk more about that the other side. Joe Messina, your host, you'll listen to Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And you know what? We're talking about that thing nobody wants to talk about. Are your kids over-medicated, right? Are your kids over-prescribed? What are you doing to help your kids get through life the real way, the right way, which will make them healthier later on in life? You know, a lot of you parents don't, you feel so bad when your kid's going through something as a teenager or a preteen or what have you. The best place for them to go through some of the issues in life is at home with you at a young age. So you can help them. You can help them get through it and not by just sticking a pill in their mouth. So let's bring on the expert because I can go on and on and on and make you feel really bad about nothing. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She's a licensed psychotherapist with a doctorate in psychology over the last 25 years in the field. So she's got plenty. She didn't start last Tuesday, so she's got plenty of experience. Dr. Bridget, thanks for being with me.
Thank you. Last Monday. I started last Monday. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, again, back to all these things that we do to our kids and whether we're doing it knowingly or, you know, because the doctor, in most cases, for most people, is God, right? I mean, your kid needs this. Your kid should be, don't, you know, you need to get this medication for your child. You don't want to hurt your child. You want to make sure they're on the right track. And they're not. They're just not. You know your child as well as the doctor does. Or you should, anyhow. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And just the environment, you know, 60% of how we're going to act is determined by genetics. And that just means that you're going to have tendencies. And then 40% is their environment. So 40% is still very significant as parents and doctors and pastors and mentors and teachers. You have 40% of you going into, or 40% of that child that you can have an effect over and an influence on. And we're just not. I mean, a lot of people are. I don't want to get anybody wrong here, but the parents have taken a step back and, you know, don't be as charged. It's tough.
But it's one of those things that you should learn as time goes on. You know, one of the things that I saw early on or heard is, you know, you heard this term addictive personalities, right? And I kind of got it. You look around at your friends, you look around at some of your relatives, and, you know, some guys could throw back a few beers every 5 months, right? Or throw back a couple of whiskeys every 5 months.
Yeah.
Some of the guys I grew up with could smoke a joint and not pick up another one for another 3 months. And then there were those that, you know, started drinking and they never stopped. They you know, got a joint and then they never stopped. I mean, those are addictive personalities, right? That's kind of problematic for some.
Yeah, there's an actual gene that they have isolated that is the addictive gene. And it's, you know, pick your addiction, drugs, alcohol, sex. It can be anything. And that's a 60% chance that you're going to have tendencies. But again, when that 40% of the environment where we're not doing our parenting, when we're not instilling a moral code, when we're not teaching them integrity and respect and responsibility, and then it kicks in and that gene is turned on, and that's what happens, and that's what you see with alcoholics and addicts, including, you know, social media and gaming addicts. Uh-oh. It's all the same gene.
I'm getting started.
Social, I know,
media.
Right.
You know, these kids who think they have 1,000 friends and they're all excited, and these are people on an electronic screen that wouldn't know you if they bumped into you in the street. And I don't know how they figure that that's a friend. It just totally blows my mind. And then all these apps, you know, when we were kids, you had a few close friends. You had people in the neighborhood, and that's who you talked with. That's who got to see whether you were maybe having problems or just one of those happy kids. You know, you socialize with these people locally. Now you're getting information on these apps from people you don't know, you'll never see. They don't know you. You're conversing with people you don't know who's on the other end of that line. I mean, this has got to be so confusing for our young people and dangerous, isn't it?
It is dangerous, and the government statistics show that 30% of teenagers, 13 to 19, that are meeting strangers online are meeting them in real life.
Wow.
30%.
Wow.
That's huge.
I can't even imagine. Our kids, are we right or wrong, the way they did it, they scared the crud out of us as kids not to get in strangers' cars, don't get near the van, you know, don't talk to strangers, you know what I'm saying? That whole thing that we grew up with, and now it's kind of like, no, don't turn the strangers away, talk to them all, let them all have a moment. It's crazy.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, yes, and instead of saying that, I mean, we may be saying that, parents may be verbally saying that, but then they hand them the phone to the world. Of online strangers. Don't talk to them, but here's the phone. Go up to your room. Mommy and Daddy have a meeting. You know, it's like, oh, my gosh. You just gave me the
Well, that's it. You see people in meetings. That, I was going to bring that up, and I know there's a whole bunch of people listening going, yeah, I do that with my kid. You people in a meeting, and you'll see a parent. They'll grab a an app, I guess, or something, and they get it on the phone, and they hand it to the kid. And it's kind of like, here, go play with this and leave me alone, right? That is
exactly
the heck. And that's,
no, that's the medication they're teaching them. You know, when you're bored, here's your medication. Take that. That's what you do.
Yeah, see, that to me, it's just so scary. Not parenting.
It's extremely scary because it imprints on the brain that that's okay. It hits the addiction center. Oh, my reward. And it becomes a behavior for the rest of their lives.
So are there any things that people can look for in their young child, maybe, and I don't want to say what they're doing wrong to bring it on. I won't put that on you. But if you see your child with certain kind of behavior issues at a young age, we'll say, you know, before 10, is there anything you should be looking for and saying, okay, I got to work on this. I have to correct this.
In general?
Yes.
Are you saying like mental? Yeah, you know, well, definitely look for changes in personality. If you see an abrupt change in personality, so they're outgoing, now they're withdrawn, or they're withdrawn even and more shy, and now they're outgoing and are giving things away, that's definitely a red flag that you need to sit down with your child and see what's going on. And if they don't tell you and they say nothing, then you need to get them some professional help. Other things are just really, I mean, I just go back to the changes, the dramatic changes in sleep, in if they're complaining of not feeling well a lot, that is usually anxiety. Kids don't know how to say, you know, I'm anxious and I need to go see a psychiatrist.
Right.
You know, they, I don't feel good. I don't feel so well. Don't just push them and make them do it. You've got to take a moment and spend some time and say, what's going on?
Tell me your symptoms. Spend time with your kids? What's wrong with you?
Yeah. You know, the number one thing I get from teens when I was writing my book and doing research was, what would you want parents to know? What's the most important thing? And they said two things. I want them to be proud. And the only way, you know, and then I asked them, how do you know they're proud? And they say, the only way I know how they're proud is when they are present. When they come to my games, my plays, my practices, they take me to church, they invite me out to lunch with them. That was the only request teens had, overwhelmingly, in my research.
Wow. That's it.
All they want. There's your drug.
Yeah, well, I used to tell, I tell a lot of the guys that I'm working with now, the younger guys, look, you have daughters. You take them out. You take them out for dinner. And I don't mean you just take them to Chuck E. pizza joint and have fun with them, but you take them out. You show them how they should be treated. You show them what they should expect from the man that they go out with. And I don't care how young they are. You treat them well from an early age, and you're going to set them up. You're going to lay a foundation for what their expectation is later on in life, right?
You have to. You know, no amount of money. They don't care about money and bigger houses and nicer cars. You know, of course they'll say that. You know, I want a Maserati or I want a Ninja or whatever. But it really comes down to time spent. That's it. Time spent.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care what you're doing. You could sit there play cards with them. You can walk the dog with them. Don't just say go walk the dog. Go walk the dog with them. Go just hang out and let them talk about nothing.
All right, so before we run out of time. Look, a lot of parents allow their kids to lock themselves in their room, get behind the computer. Well, now it's not the computer anymore. Now it's the smartphone, right? We never allowed our kids to spend that much time alone. Not behind the computer, not on their phones or any of that stuff. We almost kind of poked them and prodded at them to spend time with us or with each other in a group setting. So many parents think it's okay for them to be alone in the room. I don't think so. Give me, you got a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Give me some ideas on that.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely not only, and I will tell you, a research study just came out that was overwhelming, and I found this, I delve into it really quick because I took my daughter to get to the eye doctor and found out her vision had been horrible, and it was due to screen time, and we are very, even though it's good screen time, they do their devotions, you know, all of that, you know, on their phones, but I will tell you, it's affecting us physiologically, their blood pressure, all of that, but aside from that, it's affecting their brains and their thinking. So you've got to sit down as a family, you've got to review the content, you've got to block contacts, you've got to block messaging, you've got to decide whether you want location capability, you've got to decide as a family what's acceptable and what's not. You have to sit down and discuss expectations. You can't just expect them to know what to do. They're kids. And then you've got to sit down and talk about the family internet rules.
They don't come pre-programmed? Really?
Yeah. No, I know, right? And then you got to talk about consequences.
Yeah.
And ours are very instant. You lose your phone 48 hours. So.
Wow. All right, well, we'll put information about you up on the website, and always insightful when you're on with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the Real Side. Hey, people, come on back. Xander Kim joins us in the next hour. Really, don't fall asleep. We got a lot more coming up in just a little bit. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.